that was supposed to replace I-9 back then, but of course that didn't happen. It was not a mandated law. But now ICD-10 is mandated. It will happen, and the date will be October 1, 2014. ICD-10 is used in almost every country in the world except the United States. And since ICD-9 codes are interwoven throughout your clinical, your financial operations, and your IT systems, the size and scope of ICD-10 implementation, you can better believe it, is going to be complex, time-intensive, and costly. That's the bad news. There are some benefits, though. Really, capturing more specific data will help us communicate across the world for the occurrences of certain diseases and the mortality rates. The potential impact of ICD-10 to healthcare providers includes, now listen to this, your systems will have to be investigated to see if they can handle 50-10 transaction sets. Because if you don't have 50-10, which is now going to have enforcement at the end of June, I believe it is, you won't be able to file ICD-10 codes because they go up to 7 characters and 4010 cannot accept that. You're going to have testing cycles. You're going to have to consider increasing your human capital needs. You're going to have significant training before this is implemented. And I can guarantee you, folks, I can guarantee you, you will have increased claim denials. Your payments will be delayed. You will have lost or reduced reimbursement and impacts to your cash flow. That's why it is recommended that every practice have a 6-month reserve cash flow when this baby comes in, because you will see negative impacts. You're going to have to do more complex financial reporting. This is not an upgrade. This is a new classification. It contains 5 times as many codes as ICD-9 that we now are working with. And they have even taken some codes out of body systems and put them in other body system chapters.